I think it's really important to know yourself before you get in a relationship. And one of the things you really should know about yourself is what is your love language. A love language simply is just the ways you express love and receive it. It's broken down to 5 categories. Words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Today I'm going to do a quiz where I'm going to figure out what my love language is. I think I know what it is already. I believe I... Actually, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. If you want to follow along and do the quiz with me, the link should be down below. You might get different questions because it basically gives you questions based on your answers. So I'll just be reading what I get. So the first 2 questions don't really matter too much. There's just your age and relationship status. And then the rest is the quiz. So let's jump right into it. It is more meaningful when I receive a loving note, text, email for no special reason from my loved one, my partner, and I hug. That's a hard one. I think I'm going to put the hug. Yeah. It's more meaningful to me when I can spend alone time with my partner, just the 2 of us. My partner does something practical to help me out. Oh, alone time. I love alone time. That's definitely the one between the 2 for me. It's more meaningful to me when my partner gives me a little token as a gift of our love for each other. I get to spend uninterrupted leisure time with my partner. Oh my god, uninterrupted leisure time. It's more meaningful to me when my partner unexpectedly does something for me, like fill up my car or does my laundry. Or my partner and I touch. It's more meaningful to me when my partner puts their arm around me when we're in public. My partner surprises me with a gift. Not necessarily puts their arm around me, but like hold hands. I don't know. Just any. I think my answer is going to be physical touch, but it's more meaningful to me when I'm around my partner, even though we're not doing anything. I hold my partner's hand. Oh, that's hard. Around my partner, even though we're not doing anything. It's more meaningful to me when my partner gives me a gift or I hear I love you from my partner. Probably I love you. Yeah. It's more meaningful to me when I sit close to my partner. I'm complimented by a loved one for no apparent reason. Sit close to my partner. It's more meaningful to me when I get a chance to just hang out with my partner. I unexpectedly get a small gift from my partner. Hang out with my partner. It's more meaningful to me when I hear my partner tell me I'm proud of you. My partner helps me with a task. I think helps me with a task between the 2. It's more meaningful to me when I get to do things with my partner. I hear supportive words from my partner. I get to do things with my... Well... For this one, I'm going to put supportive words. Yeah. It's more meaningful to me when my partner does things for me instead of just talking about doing nice things. I feel connected to my partner through a hug. Probably the hug, right? The top one just seems like a dig for some reason. Yeah, I'm going to go with the hug. It's more meaningful to me when I hear praise from my partner. My partner gives me something that shows that they're really thinking of me. Probably something that shows they're really thinking of me. It's more meaningful to me when I'm able to be just around my partner. I get a back rub from my partner. Oh. I feel selfish at asking for the back rub, but I really like a back rub. I mean, just being around them is pretty great, but what's more... This feels like a mean question. It's not fair. Be around them or a back rub? Back rub sounds so good, though. It feels like... But I'm also around them. I get both with the back rub. It feels like I'm getting both of the things, and then one, I just get one of the things. I'm going to say back rub. It's more meaningful to me when my partner reacts positive to something I've accomplished. My partner does something for me that I don't particularly enjoy. I think the reacted positively to something I've accomplished. Yeah. It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I kiss frequently. Yeah, probably. I sense my partner showing interest in things I care about. Ooh. Oh, that's a hard one. That's another split. Oh man. I sense my partner showing interest in things I care about. Yeah, that's so hard because I care about both of them a lot. These are hard questions. All right, it's more meaningful to me when my partner works on a special project with me that I have to complete. My partner gives me an exciting gift. Oh, the first one between the two for sure. It's more meaningful to me when I compliment my partner, or I'm complimented by my partner on my appearance. My partner takes time to listen to me and really understand my feelings. Oh, the second one. It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I share a non-sexual touch in public. My partner offers to run errands for me. We're gonna go with non-sexual touch in public. It's more meaningful to me when my partner does something a bit more than their normal share of responsibilities. We share around the house, or I get a gift that I know my partner put thought into choosing. I'm not really a gift person. I think it's the first one for me. It's more meaningful to me when my partner doesn't check their phone when we're talking. My partner goes out of the way to relieve pressure on me. The first one, yeah, not checking their phone when we're talking. It's more meaningful to me when I can look forward to holidays because a gift I anticipate receiving. Okay, I hear the words "I appreciate you" from my partner. Oh, the second one. Yeah, for sure. It's more meaningful to me when my partner brings me a little gift after they've been traveling without me. My partner takes care of something I'm responsible to do, but I'm feeling too stressed out at the time. Oh, the second one would be so nice. Okay, so it's more meaningful to me when my partner doesn't interrupt me when I'm talking. Gift giving is an important part of our relationship. Probably the not interrupting me when I'm talking between the two. I'm not a big gift person. I think that's what I'm discovering here. It's more meaningful to me when my partner helps me out when they know I'm already tired, or I get to go somewhere while spending time with my partner. Okay. Oh, that's so hard. I think I'm gonna say, I think my partner helps me out when they know I'm already tired is really nice. That's lovely. It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I are physically intimate, or my partner gives me a little gift that picks me up. No, first one, physically intimate, yeah. It's more meaningful to me when my partner says something encouraging to me. I get to spend time, share hobbies or activities with my partner. Ooh, the second one. Yeah, sharing activities is way more meaningful. My partner surprised me with a small token of affection, or my partner and I touch a lot during the course of a normal day. That one. All right. It's more meaningful to me when my partner helps me out, especially when they know I'm already busy. I hear my partner tell me, "I appreciate you." The first one, help me out when they know I'm already busy. That's so helpful. It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I embrace after being apart for a while. I hear my partner say how much I mean to them. Probably the embrace after being gone for a while. All right, and now here's the breakdown. So my primary love language is, as I thought, physical touch. That doesn't surprise me at all. So I am 33% physical touch. I am 30% quality time. I am 20% acts of service. I am 13% words of affirmation. And I am 3% receiving gifts, which completely reads. I'm not surprised at all by the outcome of this test. Let me read each of these so I can see what they say. So, for physical touch, this love language isn't about the bedroom. A person whose primary love language is physical touch is, not surprisingly, very touchy. Hugs, pats on the back, holding hands, and thoughtful touches on the arm, shoulder, or face. They can all be ways to show excitement, concern, care, and love. Physical presence and ability are crucial, while neglect or abuse can be unforgivable and destructive. Physical touch fosters a sense of security and belonging in any relationship. Yeah, I agree. Quality time. In the vernacular of quality time, nothing says "I love you" like full undivided attention. Being there for this type of person is critical, but they really like being with the TV off, fork and knife down, all the chores and tasks on standby, making your significant other truly feel special and loved. Distractions, postponed dates, or failure to listen can be really hurtful. This love language of quality time also means that sharing quality conversation and daily activities are also very meaningful. Acts of service. Can vacuuming the floor really be an expression of love? Absolutely. Anything you can do to ease the burden of responsibility weighing on an acts of service person will speak volumes. The words he or she wants to hear the most is "let me do that for you." Laziness, broken commitments, and making more work for them tells the speaker of this love language their feelings don't matter. Finding ways to serve speaks volumes to the recipients of these acts. Words of affirmation. Actions don't always speak louder than words. if this is your love language, unsolicited compliments mean the world to you. Hearing the words "I love you" are important. Hearing the reason behind the love sends your spirit skyward. Insults can leave you shattered and are not easily forgiven. Kind, encouraging, and positive words are truly life-giving. And finally, receiving gifts. Don't mistake this love language for materialism. The receiver of gifts thrives on the love, thoughtfulness, and effort behind the gifts. If you speak this love language, the perfect gift or gesture shows that you are known, you are cared for, and you are prized above whatever was sacrificed to bring the gift to you. A missed birthday, anniversary, or hastily thoughtless gift would be disastrous, so there would be the absence of everyday gestures. Gifts are a visual representation of love and are treasured greatly. And there's all five of the love languages. So let me know, what did you guys score? What were your love languages and what percentage did you get for each of them? I'd love to know. Anyway, happy Monday, everyone.